Thank you. I'd like to invite the adults, our choir, to take their place at this moment before I ask the children to come forward. Now I would like to invite boys and girls, members of our church school, to come and join me here with our two choirs this morning. Come on down. Okay, if you're singing, you're over here. If not, you're right here. Okay. Yeah, it's good to see you guys this morning. I know some of our friends are up at Cardigan Lodge this morning. We hope they've had a good time this weekend. I think they still had snow up there, so they could do some hiking and things like that. And those of us who are here, we're here with one another. Before our choir sing for us, I just want to share a couple thoughts with you. You know, when I was growing up, about your age, a little older, a little younger, one of the things I always knew was that there were people who loved me and cared about me. People I could turn to when I had some kind of a problem or needed some kind of a help, and they could hear me and take care of me. I'm guessing that goes for all of you as well. In my case, it was my parents, my school teachers, my Sunday school teachers when I went to church, all those people that I knew who loved and cared about me and would make the world a safe and happy place for me to be. They didn't always tell me everything I wanted to hear. They didn't always ask me. They would ask me to do things I didn't always want to do. But I still knew there were people who loved and cared about me. And one of the things about the world we live in is not every child has that. All children don't have people who love and care about them as much as kids need and make the world as safe a place for them as they need to. So that's the psalm we're going to hear about this morning, both from the adult choir and the youth choir. It's called Can You Hear? It was written by a man named Jim Papoulos. And if you'll give me just a moment, I'm going to read a little something to the rest of the people out here, although you can listen in at this too. This is what the author of the song, part of what he wrote. He says, "Can you hear us from a project, Sounds of a Better World? Small Voices Calling. A series of songs focusing on children, which examines their world and how small steps can be made to improve it." Let's listen to our choir singing.